Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, crypto fam, to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as breaking news. Ledger attacker drained at least $484,000 from the Ledger wallet. So Ledger wallet connection is currently compromised. Do not connect anything to your wallet, which can be drained. The best thing to do is nothing and connect to no websites. Do not try to log in to your Ledger. Also, in today's show, Bitcoin ETF apps will have to bend the knee on the cash redemption model. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as more firms set to add Bitcoin to their balance sheet after the major rule change. FASB will be discussing this, as well as Bitcoin to surge to 80,000 per coin as stablecoins overtake Visa in 2024, according to Bitwise. Also, Bitcoin to explode from their fair value to 100,000 really fast, according to Morgan Creek's Mark Yusko. I'll be breaking down his timeline. We'll also be discussing the world's largest oil company, Saudi Aramco, partnering with SBI Holdings to potentially invest in digital assets. Max responded to this story. Translation: the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Qatar are about to drop $1 trillion into Bitcoin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now, today is pod episode number 1491. I'm your host, JV. Today is December 14th, 2023. And yes, this is live. Shout out to the member who just subscribed. A shout out to Cracked Knee. I greatly appreciate your support. But without further ado, let's look at our market watch as we do each and every day to kick off the show. We can see Bitcoin still in the green, up 1.2%, hovering just above $42,500. We recaptured $43,000 last night, but then we had a bit of more of a correction here in the AM. We have Ether, which also surpassed 2,300 this morning, but not necessarily correcting, still in the green for the day, but dropped down some. We have Solana killing it, up 6.5%, trading just under $72, while BNB and AVAX are pulling back and in the red. And checking out for the weekly, we can see the price performance. Bitcoin is down roughly 3% on the week. We have Solana up 16%, AVAX killing it, up 46%. And Cardano up 43%. And zooming out on the monthly, we should see everything in the green. You can see Bitcoin up 16%, Ether up 10%, Solana up almost 40%, Cardano up 77%, and AVAX up a whopping 136%. The only major crypto in the red for the month is actually XRP, down 7%. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, let's get a refresh for the latest data. We're sitting at a 1.6 trillion market cap with about 74 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with Bitcoin dominance pulling back a little at 51.9% and the Ether dominance at 17.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, Bonk leading the pack, up 40% on the day. Wow. Congrats to Zero. I know you're bullish on Bonk. We have Woo Network up 29%, and we have Helium up almost 28%. Now, which altcoins for this bull run are you most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget, this is a live and interactive show. So please say hello and let me know where you're tuning in from. I appreciate that. And checking out the crypto bubble so we can get a visual perspective on the day of the overall market. You can see Bonk up 40%. We got Woo up 28%. HNT up 26%. And overall gains across the entire market on the day as the market cap continues to pump. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated at 72 in greed. Yesterday at 65, last week at 72, and last month a 69 in greed. So there you have it, my crypto fam. How many of you are bullish on the King Crypto? We're halfway through December, only a couple of weeks until the new year, 2024. We're right on the brink of it. We have ETF approval, 90% probability, according to the top ETF experts, deadline being January 10th. We have a Bitcoin halving in 4 months. We got a supply shock on the exchanges, only about 2 million Bitcoin left to go, with all these asset managers and countries and sovereign wealth funds racing to be stacking them sats. So you already know. But anyways, let's kick it off next with our Bitcoin TA. Check out some of the charts and where the Bitcoin price action is likely to go next. So here we go. Bitcoin's displaying fresh bull run signals as Bitcoin price strength produces 7% daily gains. And you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, data from Cointelegraph and TradingView hints that the upside momentum may continue as on-chain metrics reset. Bitcoin needed to cool off after hitting 44,000 this month, according to analysts, and after a trip to near 40,000, conditions are improving. In a post, Philip Swift, creator of Statistics Resource, look into Bitcoin, showed profit-taking surging as Bitcoin hit its latest 19-month highs, which is the local top for the year as well, which is 44,750 in that ballpark. He flagged the value days destroyed multiple metric, which multiplies the coin days destroyed by the current Bitcoin price, and that December 11th hit its highest level since May of 2021. Quoting him here, value days destroyed has now reached levels seen at the previous early bull local highs as some hodlers take profit. Now, the VDD seeks to quantify Bitcoin selling activity at a given price point based on the length of time at which the newly reactivated supply was previously dormant. And as reported, recent selling has been driven by the short-term hodlers, the more speculative cohorts amongst the Bitcoin investor base, as the smart money, the whales, and the long-term hodlers continue to hodl because they're the smart money, and that's the smart thing to do, especially with a halving looming around the corner. Now, looking at short-term Bitcoin price action, others see the potential for further progress towards the key resistance nearer to 50,000. 50 G's send it. I think that's an incredible target for this month of December. What are your thoughts? I am hopeful by Christmas we may get that 50,000. Let me know your thoughts. Now, another analyst, Matthew Hyland, this comes in the form of the Relative Strength Index, which is the RSI, which on the daily timeframes has printed the bullish divergence with the price action. Quoting him here, Bitcoin close confirmed it, as he points out here on the chart. Now, just as optimistic is popular social media commentator Ali, who spied a return of significant inflows into both Bitcoin and the largest altcoin, Ethereum. These, he noted, mimic conditions from late 2020 when the Bitcoin first broke beyond 20,000 to enter price discovery. And Zero strikes again with another gifted membership of the channel. So shout out to Zero and congratulations for Forso Fall. You've just been gifted a free membership to the channel. Now, Ali shares here, over 19.7 billion are flowing into Bitcoin and Ethereum today. This is around the same capital inflow we saw back in December of 2020 before Bitcoin surged from 18,000 to 65 G's, baby. Let that sink in. Ali here makes a great point. Quoting him, this is actually from BitQuant. We have a plan. We know where we are going, why we are going, and when we are going. The rest is just noise. Bitcoin should overcome 42 to 45,000 channel by the end of the coming week. And then there are no more strong resistances until $63,000 per Bitcoin. So 63 G's, send it. Let's get it. Now I have a bonus story because this news just came in right before I went live. As Jacob Canfield warns us here, the Ledger wallet connection is compromised. Do not connect to anything or your wallet could be drained. The best thing to do is nothing and to connect to no websites. Do not try to log in to your Ledger. Now here's the headline. Ledger attacker drained at least $484,000. I've been warning you about the Ledger wallet here on the channel, at least for the past few months, and telling you why I no longer longer trust them. Well, apparently hackers are having a field day right now. The hacker behind the attack on Ledger's connector library had stolen at least 4.3 ETH, worth nearly 484,000, according to blockchain analytics platform Look on Chain. Now let's see if we can get an official announcement from Ledger. Here we go. We have identified and removed a malicious version of the Ledger Connect kit. A genuine version is now being pushed to replace the malicious file now. Do not interact with any dApps for the moment. We will keep you informed as the situation evolves. And let's see what some of the analysts are saying. UD Werthmeyer says, most tweets about Ledger are wrong. Here's what you need to know. All active Ethereum wallets are at risk. Don't connect any Ethereum or EVN wallets to any apps until further notice. Doesn't matter if it's a Ledger or not. And if you didn't use your wallet today, you're safe. So just as a stress of caution, if you are using an ERC-20 wallet, such as MetaMask, Ledger, I mean, holding your whatever, I know Ledger is not necessarily ERC-20, but it holds ERC-20 coins. Just be very careful out there until things cool down and we get the latest updates. Also pointed out, if there's a difference between the screen shown on your Ledger device and your computer or phone screen, stop that transaction immediately. There's a lot of bad actors out there. In fact, even Jordan Belfort shared a few months back, as I shared on the show, he was hacked for like $700,000-$800,000 in his Ledger, or not Ledger, but his MetaMask wallet. So be very careful out there. Here's what Paolo Ordonio shared. Tether just froze the Ledger exploiter address. He's one of the founders of Tether/USDT. So you can't be too safe. No one wants to lose their precious crypto, especially during the holiday season. So be careful out there, family. Trezor for the win, says Joseph Pardon. Yes, I feel and sleep very safe at night knowing Trezor is secure. That's a beautiful thing. Anyways, let's dive into our next story of the day. We have a lot to share today. Let's discuss the Bitcoin ETF apps and the current status of what's happening. The headline here, Bitcoin ETF apps will have to bend the knee on the cash redemption model. Let's break this baby down. A spot, Bitcoin ETF fund issuers are ironing out the details of their filings with the US SEC. The regulator appears steadfast in demanding a cash redemption model instead of an alternative model proposed by other issuers, such as BlackRock. December 14th, we have finance lawyer Scott Johnson said the ETF applicants Invesco and Galaxy became the latest to bend the knee to using cash reaction and redemption model for their ETF. So what is the SEC god? Why are we bending knees here? But anyways, James Seyfarth, the ETF analyst from Bloomberg, shared, I think everyone is going to have to bend the knee to cash creates and redeems. The trust expects that creation and redemption transactions will take place initially in cash, read their updated S-1 filing with the SEC. The regulator, federal regulator that is, seemingly has been pushing for a cash redemption model for the spot Bitcoin ETFs, but some applicants, including BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, have proposed using an in-kind model. Let's break down the difference. An ETF can create and redeem shares in two ways. You got the cash creation or redemption, as well as the in-kind creation or redemption. A cash creation model is one where the authorized participant deposits cash in the ETF equivalent to the net asset value of the creation units to be created. The fund then uses this cash to purchase the underlying asset. In this example, Bitcoin. So for the in-kind creations, the participant deposits a basket of securities matching the composition and weighting of the ETF's portfolio. This allows the fund to issue creation units to the investor without immediately selling the securities for cash. This model is seen as more efficient for the ETFs as it avoids bid-ask spreads and broker commissions from selling the basket to raise cash for issuing shares. However, cash creation provides more flexibility for fund participants. In explaining the difference to an X user, Seyfarth said, the cash model leads to slightly wider spreads, potential tax inefficiencies. It'll be better than anything currently available on TradeFi rails, according to James Seyfarth. Now, Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas said the latest filing was a pretty big clue that the SEC is dug in on only letting cash create ETFs out in the first run, adding that he has also heard this through the back channels. Now, he added that many were waiting to see if BlackRock couldn't sway the regulator on in-kind creation. However, Seyfarth added the following, I think everyone is going to have to bend the knee to cash creates and redeems. Now, in late November, BlackRock met with the SEC to discuss ETF share creation and redemption mechanisms. It presented a revised hybrid in-kind model designed for favoring that method over cash creations. And shout out to YoDB4L. Thanks for joining as a paid member of the channel. Welcome to the HODL gang. Much love, family. Now, quoting Eric Balchunas, Invesco is committing to cash creates only as per their just updated S-1. Pretty big clue that the SEC is dug in on only letting the cash create the ETFs out in the first run. Still, many were waiting to see if BlackRock can sway the SEC on in-kind. So SafeHard also notes that Bitwise has been set for cash only creates and redeems since December 4th, though for months they had in-kind or cash in their documents before this. And on December 13th, yesterday, the SEC delayed its decision on whether to approve or disapprove a spot Ethereum ETF for Invesco, as well as Galaxy Digital, so it's pushed back yet again. And moreover, representatives from several asset managers, including BlackRock, Grayscale, and Fidelity, have met with the SEC in the recent weeks to iron out the final details for their spot Bitcoin ETF products before what analysts expect will be a batch approval in early January. So there you have it, family. We're only a month out until the deadline, now less than a month. In fact, January 5th to the 10th is the final deadline for the SEC to make that decision. Do you think we'll get a basket of the ETF apps approved at the same time? Do you think they'll favor one over the other, such as BlackRock? Or do you think they'll continue kicking the can down the road? They say, at least the experts, SafeHart and Balchunas, that there is a 90% probability of ETF approval. However, I always say, expect the unexpected, because if we don't get the approval, the next deadline is not going to be till March. But the silver lining, that's still going to be before the halving of 2024. Now let's discuss FASB, because, and Feliz Navidad, fam. According to Michael Saylor, this is one of the main factors or catalysts that will usher in a $5 million Bitcoin price. And this is also a very big deal. So let's break this one down, shall we? And welcome to everyone just joining the live stream. Appreciate you, family. Here we go. More firms set to add Bitcoin to the balance sheets after the major rule change. Let's break it down. Bitcoin and crypto may soon see another mass wave of adoption by U.S. state-based firms after a new accounting rule change that lets companies more accurately reflect the value of their crypto holdings. Corey Clipson, the CEO of Bitcoin-only exchange Swan, told Cointelegraph the Bitcoin holding companies like MicroStrategy and Tesla, which both had to report impairment on their holdings, can now more accurately reflect their Bitcoin investments true value. That's right, quoting him here, this change is crucial for a broad range of companies, not just those primarily focused on Bitcoin, encouraging more mainstream corporate adoption. Now, the new Financial Accounting Standards Board, which short is FASB, rules were released yesterday, December 13th, that come into effect officially December of 2024. They see the estimated market value of crypto held by companies represented accurately on the company's accounting books by allowing them to record when they're holding assets at a gain. Now, previously, crypto held by companies was subject to impairment only when the value of the crypto decreased on the books, which could not be increased until sold, even if its value increased while being held. So Clipson added that the companies could now use Bitcoin as a strategic financial asset, as they would be able to report on their value gains and losses, which is a feature that can help drive Bitcoin adoption. Now, Matrixport research head, Crypto Titans author Marcus Thielen shared that the rule change underscores the palpable corporate demand for incorporating crypto into the firm's accounting. Quoting him here, digital assets are increasingly becoming a crucial component of financial statements, he shared, adding that companies will now have more confidence when valuing their crypto holdings. This signals a resounding confirmation that digital assets have firmly established themselves in the financial landscape. Others were also excited about the rule change. David Marcus, the co-creator of Facebook's Bind stablecoin project Diem, posted on December 13th saying the new rules are actually a big deal, which remove a large obstacle standing in the way of corporations holding Bitcoin on their balance sheet. Quoting him here, David Marcus, you may think this is a small accounting change that doesn't mean much. It's actually a big deal. This removes the large obstacle standing in the way for corporations holding Bitcoin on their balance sheet. 2024 will be a landmark year for Bitcoin. And he was responding to Michael Saylor's tweet, FASB has officially adopted their fair value accounting for Bitcoin for fiscal years beginning after December 15th, 2024. This upgrade to accounting standards will facilitate the adoption of Bitcoin as a treasury reserve asset by corporations worldwide. And just like that, another Michael Saylor prediction came true, because he said it was coming and he said it's going to be within the next few years. And lo and behold, we got it. And it's a pretty big deal. Now, in a September 6th note following the FASB's approval of the rules, we had Berenberg Capital senior equity research analyst Mark Palmer said crypto holding companies could eliminate the poor optics that have been created by impairment losses under the rules that the FASB has in place. So there you have it. This is overall very bullish for the entire crypto market and for big corporations and for mass adoption. So let's freaking go. And shout out to Michael Saylor for being the first one with the balls to adopt Bitcoin and put it on their balance sheet as a publicly traded company, which led the domino effect, you know, Tesla, et cetera, all doing the same. But anyways, let's dive into our next story of the day. We still got a few other breaking stories to share. The next one, we're going to be discussing a very bullish target of 80,000, followed by a bullish target of 100,000, followed by the latest news coming from the Middle East with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Qatar purchasing 1 trillion in Bitcoin, according to Max Kaiser, who can read in between the lines, translating another breaking story with the largest oil company of the world, partnering with SBI Holdings, which is one of the biggest banks, I believe, out there in Japan and different parts of the world. So let's break this down. But first, we're going to discuss Bitcoin heading to $80,000, which is one hell of a target, which would hit us to a new all-time high. So let's go. Bitcoin is poised to record a new all-time high of 80 Gs. Next year in 2024, the same year the stablecoins are set to collectively settle more money than payments giant Visa, says the Bitwise senior research analyst. In a new post on X, Bitwise's Ryan Rasmussen outlined 10 bullish predictions for the crypto industry in 2024, with one of the major themes being the explosive growth of the stablecoin industry. According to Bitwise, stablecoins will be used to settle more volume than Visa payment volume, describing the dollar and other asset pegged tokens as one of the crypto's most killer apps. And by the third quarter of 2023, Visa processed more than $9 trillion, good Lord, worth of payments, while stablecoin trading volume topped $5 trillion. So here you go. He's pointing out some predictions. Prediction number 3, Coinbase's revenue will double, beating Wall Street expectations by at least 10x. Historically, Coinbase's trading volume surged in bull markets, and we expect the same to happen again. Plus, they have launched a wide range of new products that are showing traction. And let's not forget that Coinbase is also deemed the custodian for the largest asset managers in the world for their ETFs, including BlackRock. So yeah, I'm also extremely bullish on Coinbase heading into 2024. And you can see his prediction number 4, more money will settle using stablecoins than using Visa. So take a hike, Visa, make way for the king. Stablecoins are one of crypto's killer apps, growing from effectively zero to $137 billion market in the past 4 years. And we think 2024 will be another major year of growth. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that sentiment. He also pointed to stablecoins growing from a market cap of near zero to a whopping $137 billion, all within the span of the last 4 years. Considering that growth trend, he predicts that stablecoins in 2024 would only witness more trading volume and utility. Now, Bitwise isn't alone in its stablecoin-oriented bullishness. December 13th, we had the Circle CEO on CNBC, Jeremy Allaire, said that the demand for stables is going to explode over the next few years as investors seek the safety of internet-enabled digital dollars. Quoting him here, huge appetite for dollars on the internet. That's a very big thing, and that's distinct from people who want a currency hedge, so to speak, or a store value hedge. And additionally, we have asset manager Van Eck predicting that the total stablecoin market cap can grow to reach $200 billion by the end of 2024. Also, in yesterday's episode, we focused on a very bullish prediction from Van Eck. They believe that Trump will win the presidency in America in 2024, sending the Bitcoin market cap north of $2 trillion, sending the Bitcoin price action north of $100,000 per coin. So shout out Van Eck. Now, this analyst also sees a strong year ahead for Bitcoin, which he predicts will trade above $80,000 in 2024. I think $100,000 personally is a given, because we got to get our 100K fiesta on. What are your thoughts, fam? With the expected launch of the first spot Bitcoin ETF and April's halving event acting as major catalysts for price growth. However, predictions for 2024 have varied widely across analysts and commentators. Back in November, Bitcoin commentator Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, says he expects the average price of Bitcoin to be at least $100,000 between 2024 and 2028. That's right, anywhere from $100,000 to $1 million, which is a wide range, but bullish nonetheless. And we also have BitQuant set a target price of $250,000 after the halving in 2024. $250,000, send it, let's get it. Some commentators even see the possibility of Bitcoin eventually going to $1 million per coin. Love it, let's go. Now, another prediction from Ryan here, Bitcoin will trade above 80 Gs, setting a new all-time high. There are two major catalysts that will help get us there. The anticipated launch of the spot Bitcoin ETF in early 2024 and the halving of the new Bitcoin supply around the end of April, which again is roughly only 4 months out. So Bitwise speculates that not only will the spot Bitcoin ETF be approved, but its launch will be the most successful ETF launch of all time. I agree with that as well. Capturing $72 billion worth of assets under management within the next 5 years, I think that's hella conservative. I'm talking trillions. Why not? These asset managers collectively, just the top ones with their apps and with the SEC, the 13, they're roughly worth like $25 trillion. So I think $72 billion is extremely conservative. So what are your thoughts, fam? Now, Bitwise is amongst the 13 financial institutions applying for the approved spot ETF. Ethereum is also predicted to improve significantly in 2024, with Bitwise betting on 100% increase in revenue to $5 billion, adding that the EIP 4484 upgrade can bring the gas cost to below 1 cent on the main network. I mean, that's long overdue. When are we going to get those low gas fees? They've been talking about this for years, so I'm kind of skeptical. But anyways, outside of crypto assets, Coinbase stands as the top TradeFi contender to gain the most from the expected bull run of 2024, with Bitwise forecasting 100% growth in revenue next year, something that we'll see it beat Wall Street expectation 10 times over. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that sentiment. Let's kick it off. We have another story to share with you. We discussed the $80,000 target by Bitwise. Happy Kwanzaa to the crypto fam. Now let's discuss a $100,000 target, even more optimistic. This one is coming from Morgan Creek's Mark Yusko. I'm going to also be sharing his timeline. Morgan Creek CEO and hedge fund veteran Mark Yusko says Bitcoin's rally to a six-figure price will happen at lightning speed. Full send it. In a new interview, Yusko says that Bitcoin is currently below its fair value of 50,000. Let me know if you agree that you feel Bitcoin's fair value right now is 50 G's. And according to the hedge fund veteran, Bitcoin's surge from its yet to be reached fair value can start mid next year, driven largely by two factors. Quoting him here, now we'll go from that 50 G's to 100,000. And that 50 G's to 100,000 is probably going to happen really fast. Why do I say that? Two reasons. One is that's what history tells us, is that the fear of missing out kicks in. But this time we have got massive tailwind. So according to Yusko, investors started accumulating Bitcoin below its fair value towards the end of last year, and they are still at it. And I heard that roughly 91% of all Bitcoin hodlers are in profit. So congratulations to my Bitcoin fam. Now on the Bitcoin price action, moving forward, Yusko says the Bitcoin's asset will follow the pattern set during the previous halving cycles. Quoting him again, now when we get fair value at 50,000, what's going to happen? The halving is going to occur. Well, then what happens? Well, we add a zero. Now, if we add a zero from the current price action, you already know it's about to get lit. We're talking about roughly $430,000 per Bitcoin. So I hope he's right. But again, quoting him here. So if you go back to the first halving, we went from $10 to $100. Then we went from $100 to $1,000. Then we went from $1,000 to $10,000. Notice the factor of X pattern, factor of 10X. Now we are going to go from 10,000 to 100,000, another factor of 10. Now that's a 10X growth of the network again, following this Metcalfe's law curve. So there you have it. And to watch this interview he did on Scott Melker's podcast, The Wolf of All Streets, check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know if you feel that we'll likely hit these targets and will we hit another zero by the end of this bull run? Let me know your honest thoughts. Anyways, fam, let's dive into our featured story of the day, discuss the latest with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Qatar potentially purchasing $1 trillion worth of Bitcoin. According to Max Kaiser, this can spark a $100,000 Bitcoin God candle. in a single uptick. We renamed that to the Kaiser candle. So shout out to Max Kaiser. Here's the latest of what's going on over here. Let's start with right here, this headline. The world's largest oil company, Saudi Aramco, partners with SBI Holdings to potentially invest in digital assets. Now, Max Kaiser saw this news yesterday and responded with the following tweet. Translation, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Qatar are about to drop $1 trillion into Bitcoin. Now, to follow up with this latest tweet, here's some of his previous tweets on the subject. He says, if you know, you know. So clearly reading between the lines and knows something the rest of us don't know. He also shared the God candle is a $100,000 uptick in Bitcoin. It's in play. It will shift the global access of wealth and power in one tick. And then he clarifies, I have one word for you, $100,000 Bitcoin God candle fans, Qatar. The rumors are getting very loud on this. Their sovereign wealth fund is rumored to be looking to buy $500 billion worth of BTC. Now, he also shares some pictures of Qatar's president meeting up with President Nayib Bukele, and he even shared an update right here. Update to add clarity, my source said, Bitcoin makes our $500 billion sovereign wealth fund effectively worthless. We should just convert all of it into Bitcoin. Let me know if you agree. How lit would that be if Max is right? Now, he also pointed out here, Russia, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and Iran will start doing deals in Bitcoin. Qatar knows this and is pulling the trigger on a huge Bitcoin buy for their sovereign wealth fund. And this was on the back of the news here. Iran's president arrives in Moscow, Russia, to meet Putin just one day after the Russian leader met the Saudi leader. Now, that's interesting. So it's ultimately Max reading between the lines. He also wrote here, a $100,000 God candle is in play, a 100,000 uptick in the Bitcoin price. This will literally shock the world, and the Bitcoin singularity will be upon us. Now, another tweet he wrote, the Bitcoin price was lagging behind the rise in hash rate while competitor CZ and Binance was being targeted and then taken down at the behest of large Wall Street players. I believe that is true as well, talking about BlackRock. The price rise now is catching up to the implied hash adjusted price of $375,000 per Bitcoin. Send it and let's freaking go. But anyways, let's read more into this story, which Max is interpreting as them investing $1 trillion into Bitcoin. We have Saudi Aramco, the largest oil and gas company in the entire world, might be on the brink of investing in digital assets, aka the king crypto, Bitcoin. The company, which has a market cap of over $2 trillion, has signed a memorandum with SBI Holdings, the financial services company in Japan, to explore collaboration in various fields of investment, including digital assets. Let's freaking go. Now, the MOU establishes that both companies will corroborate in the field of digital assets and co-investments, leveraging both parties' investment portfolios related to digital assets. SBI has an extensive investment in companies that use digital assets in their business models. The company has recently partnered with stablecoin company Circle and has a long-time collaboration with Ripple, the crypto-based payments company. The memorandum details that Saudi Aramco will identify and support Japanese startups in the digital asset area that wish to expand their business to the Middle East, supporting their entry and growth in the region. The alliance also extends to the field of semiconductors, as the document states that the company might launch several undetermined projects in the industry, establishing factories in Saudi Arabia and Japan through the Powerchip Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, which is a Japanese organization. Now, SBI Holdings revealed the plans to open a subsidiary called SBI Middle East to expand the company's influence in the region and explore new business avenues. Saudi Aramco had invested in blockchain link companies before. In its first deal in the arena, it happened in 2020 when the company invested $5 million in VAKT, a global commodity blockchain digitization business. Also, the company signed an MOU with Draw Group, the Web3 tech development platform, back in January. Now I want to read you this headline. Bitcoin maxi and advisor to El Salvador President Max Kaiser predicts the Bitcoin price to hit $375,000 per coin. I just read you that tweet where he says the implied hash adjusted price for Bitcoin is $375,000. Now the anticipation expressed by Max aligns with the sentiment of Galaxy Digital CEO, who envisions Bitcoin reaching the previous high of $69,000 upon the ETF approval. We're referring to Mike Novogratz, Democrats. Now, Max also hinted of a God candle, which we renamed here on the channel the Kaiser candle, influencing a $100,000 surge of the Bitcoin price action. Kaiser suggests that the unfolding of this God candle scenario will be nothing short of shocking for the global audience. That's right. Now, in crypto, the God candle typically denotes a candlestick pattern characterized by an unforeseen and substantial price increase, typically referring to a $10,000 price increase, hence why we renamed it to the Kaiser candle. So shout out to Max Kaiser. Now, you also got to keep in mind, Max is one smart man. So for him to be reading between the lines and sharing insights that Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, Iran, you know what I mean, and all these, Qatar, are going to be adopting Bitcoin is because he's smart and he understands what's going on. He has access to resources the rest of us don't have. He's Bukele's right-hand man and Bitcoin advisor, for Christ's sake. And also, I mean, numbers don't lie. Check this out. Max is up 20,000,000% on his Bitcoin investment since 2011. And Max has been telling us about Bitcoin via the Kaiser report since 2011, since back then. Now, if this dude is up 20,000,000% on his holdings, how much Bitcoin is this guy holding is a great question. And what is that worth in today's value? Let me know your thoughts. If I was to guess, I'd say without a shadow of a doubt, Max is a billionaire. I've been saying that for a while, but what are your thoughts, fam? According to Alex Jones, Alex is like, Max, I know you're sitting on over 1,000,000 Bitcoin. Max is Satoshi. Shout out to Alex Jones as well. And Max said he's going to be appearing on the Alex Jones show again. But let me know your thoughts, crypto fam. Do you think that the Bitcoin price will likely see a God or Kaiser candle of $100,000 and a single uptick, as Max is suggesting? Do you think the Middle East, this major partnership between one of the largest banks, if not the largest in Japan, and the largest oil company in Saudi Arabia, is something big? Do you think we can see Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Iran, all doing business, including with Russia, in Bitcoin? Let me know your honest thoughts. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.